And tonight, we're talking about humility. All right? To give us a background, epistles of Paul, and Philippians is one of the epistles of Paul. Pag sinabi mong epistles, it means letters. Okay, ito yung mga letters ni Paul that he sent out to different churches. And what happened was, when he was writing that book, okay, Philippians, when he was writing that epistle, he was in prison. Okay, nakulong siya sa Rome because of preaching the word of God, and he was there in prison for quite some time, and he was thanking the Philippians. Kasi nung nalaman ng mga taga-Philippians na nakulong si Paul, they sent something to Paul. Maybe it's a gift, or maybe a support, or maybe a blessing for Paul. And he was thanking the Philippians. And hindi lang yun, he was also encouraging them to stand firm in their faith. He was encouraging them to stand firm in the midst of persecution. And he was also bragging Timothy and Epaphroditus for their good labor. Sabi nga ng mga theologians, yung Philippians daw, yung Philippian church, okay, church in the Philippi, this is the good model of a healthy church. Kasi diverse sila, they're very generous, and they're very active in sharing God's word. But even though this is a healthy church, Paul reminded them to guard something. And what is that? Doon sa verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Pag sinabi mong selfish ambition, I hope, but all of us, meron tayo nun. Okay, hindi lang yung maging Superman ka or maging artista ka someday, maybe, God willing, maging artista ka nga. Sana yung may career ka naman. Lord, I want to be an engineer someday or a doctor someday or maybe a campus minister someday. You know, ambition is good, pero yung sasabi dito ni Paul, selfish ambition. Selfish ambition or vain conceit. Pag sinabi mong conceit, ibig sabihin, arrogant. Okay magkaroon ka ng ambition, okay na magkaroon ka ng hope sa buhay. Pero sinabi dito ni Paul, selfish ambition. Ibig sabihin, it's just your personal gain. Sabi niya, but in humility, consider others better than you. Tonight, pag sinabi mo kasing selfish ambition or vain conceit, isa lang ibig sabihin yan. Talks about pride. And pride is a sin. Pride is a sin. Pride is deadly. I like how this writer gave the meaning of pride. Sabi niya dito, when you talk about pride, pride is excessive belief in one's own abilities that interferes with the individual's recognition of the grace of God. Hindi masamang maniwala ka sa sarili mo. In fact, kailangan mo yun. Kailangan mo maniwala sa sarili mo. If you don't believe in yourself, we do. Naniniwala kami sa'yo. But it says there, pride is excessive belief. Alam mo ba yung masama doon? Yung excess. Yung sa sobrang paniwala mo sa sarili mo, hindi mo na kailangan si Lord. Diba? Sa sobrang paniwala mo na kaya ko to kahit wala si Lord, yun yung deadly. Yung sa sobrang paniwala mo sa sarili mo na kaya mong gawin to kahit walang tulong ng ibang tao sa paligid mo, yun ang nakakatakot. And that is pride. And ayaw ni Lord yon. Pag sinabi mong pride, pride is giving ourselves the credit for something that God has accomplished. And I'm sure all of us, meron sa inyo ginagawa si Lord, di ba? I'm sure all of us, the reason why nakapunta ka sa school na gusto mo, dahil kay Lord. Di ba? Pumasa ka sa exam mo, dahil kay Lord. Nakapasa ka sa entrance exam na gusto mong pasukan, dahil kay Lord. Pero yung pride, ang ginagawa nun is you take out God on that scene. Pride is taking the glory that belongs to God alone and keeping it for ourselves. Or pride is essentially self-worship. And the goal of pride is self-glorification. Self-glorification. You just want to glorify yourself. And, you know, just to illustrate kung ano ba yung pride, pride is like this. You know, I have a friend and he's also in the full-time ministry. When I went to his house, because, you know, his house was really nice, nakaka-relax doon, and we go there to eat, to play NBA live, lahat ng pwedeng gawin, ginagawa namin sa bahay nila. Matutulog, babanding, di namin ginagawa yon. And one time, you know, when I was about to go to their toilet, lumusot yung paa ko dun sa pathway. Kasi ano yun eh, wood. So lumusot yung paa ako, butas. So, naisip ko, ganun ba ako kabigat? So, nung pagtaas ko nung pa ako, you know, I saw may mga termites nakakapit sa pa ako. Tapos umakit nyo sa legs mo. So, ginaganon ko. Yung iba, nakakagat na. So, gula, shak ako. Sabi ko, ba't ang daming anay dito sa inyo? So, what happened was, sabi ko sa kanya, nga, let's look. Kung saan pa meron, you know, when we opened the cabinet, there were termites there. Yung mga damit niya punong-puno ng termites. Kaya pala one time, nung isang gabi doon, parang feeling ko may kumakagat sa likod ko. So, okay, I thought na nanaginip lang siguro ako. Never mind. Diba? So, when we opened the cabinet, may mga termites, pumunta kami sa toilet, tingnan namin, yung carpet, pag taas namin, ang daming termites. So, what happened was, so we asked, you know, we asked the experts, yung mga entomologists. So, we called their office, pinapunta namin, and sabi, ang galing nga nang sinabi niya, natuto nga ako dun. Sabi niya, pag nakakita ka daw ng isang termite, it represents one colony. Di ba? Ngayon, pag sinabi mong isang colony, ibig sabihin nun, madami yun. Maybe hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe millions. So, isang termite pa lang yun. It represents one colony. Paano kung nakakita ka ng three termites? So, there is a big possibilities na merong three or more colonies under your house. And pag tinignan mo yung house ng friend ko, it's really nice. You know, pag tumingin ka sa labas, it's really cozy, ang ganda. But no matter how good the facade is, kung may termite doon, at the end of the day, babagsak yung house because it destroys the foundation of the house. You know, and same way, here in our church, even though how good your relationships here, just like what Paul was trying to address, even though your church is healthy, if there is pride in your heart, it will destroy that good relationship. Pride destroys the foundation of good relationships. Minsan pagka na-offend ka, ano ginagawa mo? Di ba hindi mo pinapansin? Tapos at the back of your mind, bakit ko siya papansinin? Ako ba yung nanguna? Mga ganun, di ba? Mga ganung line. Di ba? Bakit ako makikipagbati sa kanya? Ako ba yung umaway? For you are always right. And other people are wrong. You know, and that's pride. Pride can destroy your relationship with your friends, with your loved ones, and most especially, your relationship with God. Pride can destroy that. And pride gives you an impression that you are better than others. For you, ikaw lang yung tama. For you, ikaw lang yung magaling. Paano mo malalaman mayroon kang pride? Di ba yung ibang tao, you only listen to people na you think they're better than you. Gusto lang natin kung sino yung pakikinggan natin. Gusto lang natin kung ano yung maririnig natin. And that is pride. Ano ba? Di ba, you love to impose your opinion. And for you, that is the truth. For you, your opinion is the truth. And yung opinion ng ibang tao, mali yun. Ikaw lang yung tama. And that is pride. Yung iba naman, ayaw na lang ng correction or feedback. Di ba, pagka na-correct ka, na-offend ka. You know, in life, we need those feedback. We need those response from other people because you will see your real heart. Diba? It's like, you know, the Word of God, you know, as your mirror. Especially here in our church. When we talk about pride, you know, pride was already there. Okay, during the Bible days. Okay, hindi ito yung ngayon lang sumulpot, hindi ito yung kumidlat, nagkaroon na ng pride yung mga tao. Hindi. Nung una pa lang meron ng pride. In fact, the reason why Lucifer was expelled in heaven is because of pride. Okay, ito yung kwento niya. In Isaiah chapter 14, starting in verse 12, it says here, "How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star." You know, Lucifer, during that time, he was the worship leader in heaven. Diba sinasabi nga sa Bible, yung description sa kanya, yung body niya may mga horn, may mga trumpet. Sabi doon, "How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountains." In verse 14, "I will ascend above the tops of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High." In verse 15, but you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. And for Lucifer, for Satan, ang gusto niya maging level siya ni God. But because of pride, he was cast out from heaven. And sabi niya sa verse 15, but you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. Before they had this close relationship with God, but because of pride, that good relationship is now broken. And minsan iisipin ninyo, di ba, may mga taong successful, di ba, may mga taong talaga ang dami na accomplished sa buhay. Di ba, maybe that's you. As young as you are, accomplished a lot. And, di ba, nakita nyo yung dati ang galing-galing nila, di ba, tapos bilang bumagsak. Di ba, yung dati ang galing-galing nila, tapos ang yaman niya, mas bilang naghirap. You know, the Bible gave us already a warning. Okay, it says here in Proverbs chapter 16, starting in verse 18. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Now when you say haughty, it means arrogant. Before ka ma-destroy, before ng destruction mo, ang una mo nang nangyari, nagkaroon ka ng pride. Naging arrogant ka. Yung spirit mo naging arrogant. And you know, pride is a spiritual issue. It's not about, you know, yung pagka nakita mo yung tao, nakasalamin, nakashades, yung yabang naman na ito, nakashades lang, yabang na, naka-leather jacket lang, yabang na sa'yo. Diba? It's not like that. Pride is not just about the physical facade. Pride is a heart issue. It is a spiritual condition and also with humility. And it says in James chapter 4, verse 6, that is why scripture says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. But Paul reminded them, yes, you are a healthy church. Yes, you're a good church. But embrace humility. He said, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. That is hard. Now, how many believe that's hard? Considering others better than yourself? Gusto lang natin kung ano yung gusto nating marinig. Yung papakinggan mo lang, yung taong nag-aano sa'yo, yung lahat ng sasabing favorable sa'yo. Now, what is humility? Okay? What is humility? Humility is not denying your talent and skill. Diba? Kasi minsan may ganun tao eh. Yung pin-raise mo, yung binati mo lang, hey bro, ang galing mo sumigaw. Ang galing mo kumanta. Kumanta, hindi nga akong marunong kumanta eh. Napilitan nga lang ako kumanta, pero ang galing, ha? Di ba? Parang yung worship leader natin. Di ba? Ang galing-galing. Uy, bro, ang galing mo nga na. Ang galing na ginawa mo kanina. Hindi nga, pangit nga na ginawa ko kanina eh. Yung ganon, yung pag binati mo, bro, ang galing mo sa exam kanina, perfect mo. Bobo-bobo ko nga eh. Humility is not like that. Humility is not, you know, it's not about denying your talent and your skill. Pag pin-raise ka, mag-thank you ka. Di ba? Kasi minsan, ginagawa natin, dinedenay mo para magsabi ulit ng maganda. Di ba? Ang pogi-pogi mo, pangit-pangit ko. Minsan ganun. And humility is not about being KJ. Ano ba yung KJ? Killjoy. Di ba? It's not about being KJ. And humility is not about degrading yourself. You know, when God created you already have that value in you. May value ka na. Hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin yung value na yan. And what is humility? You know, I like what C.J. Mahaney described humility. And he said, humility is honestly assessing ourselves in light of God's holiness and our sinfulness. And you know, as we assess ourselves, kaya nga ganun yung magandang, ano eh, if we will compare, you know, kung ano ba tayo and kung ano si Lord, you know, we need to assess carefully how Jesus Christ saved us. In light of God's holiness, ano yung ginawa ni Lord despite you being a sinner? Now, that is our comparison. Ang comparison mo, si Lord. Sino sa inyo, believer ka, naniniwala ka that Jesus Christ died for you, Jesus Christ saved you. Dapat yun yung magiging comparison mo. kung anong ginawa ni Lord sa cross para sa'yo. Hindi yung ginawa ng tao para sa'yo or yung ginagawa mo para sa tao. Dapat ang comparison mo kung ano yung ginawa ni Lord para sa mga tao. Kasi kung ganun yung mindset mo, ganun yung perspective mo, makikita mo talaga kung gaano ka ka-valuable sa mata ni Lord. And doon mo makikita na wala kang ipagyayabang. Doon mo makikita na kaya ka mayaman ngayon, it's because God blessed you. Doon mo makikita na kung bakit ka merong allowance every single day, it's because God is blessing you every single day. Kaya magkakaroon ka ng confidence. Alam mo ba yung mga masyadong mayabang na tao, sila yung mga insecure. Because they don't have any confidence. You know why? Because they put their confidence on their own strength. But if you will assess yourself kung ano ginawa sa inyo ni Lord, di ba, you release that pressure in you and you just allow the grace of God work in your life. You know, kanina, napagpunta ko dito, I was so nervous. Kasi ilang kayo? Thousand-thousand kayo dito. I was so nervous. You know, but God reminded me that it's not about you, it's about Him. That's where I get my confidence. Lord, it's not about me. It's all about you. Kaya mawawala yung angas mo eh. Diba? Kahit gaano ka kagwapo, kung hindi nilagay ni Lord yung mukha niyan sa mukha mo, hindi ka gwapo. Diba? Kahit gaano ka katalino, kahit ikaw pa yung pinakamatalino sa buong Pilipinas, kung hindi nilagay ni Lord yung utak mo dyan sa loob ng ulo mo, hindi ako galit ah, papaliwanag lang ako. Kung hindi nilagay ni Lord yung utak dyan sa ulo mo, hindi ka magiging matalino. Now, kung marirealize mo na kung gaano kabuti si Lord sa buhay mo, kahit napaka-sinful natin, dun ka ma-humble. You know, it says here in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 7, sabi dito ni Paul, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Kung naniniwala ka na God saved you, that God already forgave your sins, dapat, naniniwala ka dapat sa scripture na to. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. You know what, church? Jesus Christ is 100% man, but also, he is also 100% God. And the reason why I love following Jesus Christ, because he's the only leader who is a servant to his followers. Siya lang yung leader na nagserserve sa mga followers niya. Wala ka na makikita nun. Because ang isang nature ng leader, you serve me. But Jesus Christ, I will serve you. If you will encounter a leader like that, if you will encounter someone who is like that, you can help but to humble yourself. You know, if once we grasp that idea that Jesus Christ humbled himself just for you, into the natural effect of the gospel in our lives is to boast Jesus Christ. Not our accomplishments, not our own title, not our own ability in life, but Jesus Christ. Diba? Kaya wag mo, di mo masisisi yung mga ibang Christians na pagka binati mo, diba ano sinasabi? It's because of the grace of God. Remember nung interview si Manny Pacquiao? Anong lagi sinasabi niya? It's all by the grace of God. Kaya minsan yung mga report na naasar na, puro naman si Jesus Christ, puro naman si Jesus Christ. Because that's the natural effect of the gospel in us. Once we experience the love of Jesus Christ, you can help but to boast Him every day. Kasi minsan ang tingin natin sa sarili natin, ang laki-laki. Mas malaki pa kayo sa akin, tingin yung sarili nyo. You know, but I like what John Stott said. He said, it is there at the foot of the cross that we shrink to our true size. Once you approach the cross of Jesus Christ, once you approach His presence, doon mo makita kung gaano kapalaka talaga kalaki. And same way with the cross. You know, as you go near on that cross, you will see your own true size. Na makita mo, ah, wala pala ako dapat ipagmalaki. Ah, itong nare-receive kong blessings left and right. Galing kay Lord yan. Kasi iba sabi, hindi naman si Lord nag-bless sa akin, yung mami ko, binigyan niya ako ng allowance. Now the question is, sino nag-bless ang mami mo? Because, you know, God will allow, you know, the blessings to come in your life through other people. Diba? Kaya huwag kang magugulat minsan pag may nagbe-bless sa'yo. For a believer, for a Christian, that's normal. That's normal for a believer. Kaya nga ma-humble ka kasi every single day, God provides our needs. When you were younger, you were experiencing a lot of problems in life. Maybe family issues, maybe financial issues, or maybe in your school. And yet, you know, despite all these problems, you are still alive. Nare-realize niyo ba yun? Hindi. Diba? Doon mo makita kung gaano ka kamahal ni Lord na binibless ka every single day. So kung gano'n yung makikita mo, you can help but to humble yourself and follow that person. You know, I remember one time, you know, when Pastor Dan was my Victory Group leader back then, you know, si Pastor Dan, kasi di ba pag nagsalita, "Hoy! Jay! Liga na!" Kahit hindi siya galit, ganun siya magsalita. Very passionate guy. You know, I love him. And, you know, he discipled me. And I appreciate that. One time, nagalit ako sa kanya. Na-offend ako. Pero nakalimutan ko na kung ba't ako na-offend. As in, nakalimutan ko na talaga kung ba't ako na-offend. And what happened was, di ba minsan pa nagkakagalit kayo, may cold treatment? Pag-asar ka sa tao, di ba hindi mo pinapansin? Sino ba sa inyo ganun? Hindi nyo pinapansin. Parang pag dumaan, parang wala lang. Parang hangin lang na dumaan. Di ba? Tapos minsan kahit binati ka, hindi ka man lang mag-hello, hi. Wala. Ano lang. What happened was, you know, I was volunteering in kids' church. And natatapos ni kids' church around 8:30 or 9 p.m. after the meetings, di ba? 9 p.m. na. And si Pastor Dan, hindi niya ugaling nag-iintay talaga. Knowing him, no. And I saw him standing outside. And he was looking inside kids' church. And he was waiting for me. And I saw him around 7 p.m. And I saw him 9 p.m. Nandun pa rin siya. Niisip ko, ano kayong gusto mong gawin ni Pastor Dan? Gusto niya pagpunta ng kids' church? And after that, he approached me. He was my Victory Group leader that time. And he said, "Jay, kung meron man ako nagawang masama, kung meron man ako nasabi sa'yo na hindi mo gusto, I would like to apologize." So parang sabi ko, wow. Grabe, Victory Group leader ko lalapit sa akin para lang mag-sorry. Tapos hindi ko pa alam ba't ako galit sa kanya. And I was humbled that time. You know, I appreciate our leaders. You know, one time si Pastor Mark kasi mahirig mag-asar. And hindi man ako na-asar kasi secure na ako noon, di ba? One time, meron siyang, I forgot already kung ano yung sinabi niya, but one time he approached me in one of our staff meetings. "Jay, I would like to apologize lang." "Huh? Or? Baka meron ako nasabi sa'yo, mas baka na-offend ka. I would like to apologize." You know, I realize, once we have that gospel in our hearts, humility is just a natural thing for you. And once God removes that pride in our hearts, you can help but to be a grateful person. Humility makes us grateful. You know, and I was reminded of this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 to 10. You know, when Paul was sharing that, for him, you know, we don't get the glory. Out of all his work, his labor in the kingdom of God, we don't get the glory. Jesus Christ gets the glory. And he said, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9, he said, "For I am the least of the apostles." This is Paul speaking. And if you know Paul, if you're reading your Bible, you know the accomplishments of Paul for the kingdom of God. For me, next to Jesus Christ, Paul is my idol. And he said, "For I am the least of the apostles and not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. and His grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them. In short, I worked harder than all of us here. Paul has that right to say, I am better than you. You need to listen. You need to follow me because I am better than you. I worked harder than you. But he said, yet not I, but the grace of God in me. You know, once you grasp that idea of how Jesus Christ saved you and how Jesus Christ poured out His grace to each one of us, you can help but to boast even more. That, Lord, if there is one thing that I want to boast, that's not me. That's not my ability. But it's Your work in my life. You know, it says here, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. It says here, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. You know, that is Jesus Christ. Yun yung ginawa niya sa atin. Jesus Christ is 100% God and 100% man, and yet, he humbled himself. You know, he can ask all the angels to save us. He can ask all the angels to do the task, you know, on his behalf. But Jesus Christ humbled himself and became obedient to death. That is your value. It took Jesus' life to die on that cross just for you. And you know what's our response? Here's our response. Jesus' humble act of dying on the cross compels us to be humble. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about your work. It's not about your accomplishments in life. It's all about the grace of God working in our lives. And because of that, we can help but approach Him with a humble heart and say, Lord, thank you so much for all the things that you've done for me and for all the things that you're about to do in my life. Thank you, Lord. It's not about me. It's all about you, God. Can we just close our eyes right now? Lord, we just want to ask, Lord God, for your presence in this place. Lord, maybe some of us, Lord God, we are hurting right now. Maybe some of us, Lord God, there's pain. Lord, there's thorn in our hearts. Maybe because of this issue. And it triggers, Lord, our pride. We're so hard, Lord God, to break that shell, Lord. And right now, Lord God, I pray that you will remove that even tonight. You know, if that's you and you're saying, Lord, that's me. You know, I am acknowledging, Lord God, that you have the power to remove that thorn in my heart. You have the power, Lord God, to remove that pride in my heart. And you're saying, Lord, I am sick and tired of experiencing this. Lord, I want to become grateful in life. Kasi Lord, pag nakikita ko yung paligid ko, Lord, parang ako na lang laging tama, lahat sila mali. But Lord, I am tired of that. But right now, you're saying, Lord, that's me. Now, I am not asking you to raise your hand. But if that's you, just talk to God in your own words. Just say, Lord, forgive me. Remove that in my heart. Lord, I just pray right now for my brothers and for my sisters who are here. I pray that you will remove that pride. Lord, kahit gaano na po katagal yan sa heart nila, maybe it's there for years. But Lord, I pray right now that you will remove it. And Lord God, as you remove that pride, Lord, I pray that you will let them see how good you are in their lives. That you will let them see, Lord God, the good things around them. Instead of focusing, Lord God, on the negative things, Lord, I pray that you will allow them to see the good things, Lord God, that's happening in their lives. And I pray right now that you will be grateful in life. And I want us to, you know, to say, you know, our own words. You know, let's just speak to God in our own words. Maybe you want to thank Him. You want to ask for forgiveness. You want to glorify Him. Now is the time. Now, can we just worship Him again?